I was in quarantine with my two teenage daughters. Yeah, I want to die. You can only be called boomer so many times in your own house. You know, they think they're so funny. You know what boomer means, Dad? And I'm like, does it mean guy who pays all the bills? My oldest moved in with me a long time, about a year and a half, 2 years ago. 2 years ago, she moved. She goes to college out in L.A. She moved in with me, and she's been there for a while. And this is back when the world was normal, and I was traveling all the time. And my friends are like, aren't you worried about traveling all the time? You know, your daughter's home. She's like 18, 19 years old. I'm like, no, I am not. I'm not. She's the most well-behaved daughter I have. She tells on herself. You know, we have a kid like, you know what? 12 years of Catholic school. That's what it is. She's guilty constantly. She'll call me on the phone when she messes up. She's like, Dad, I just want you to know I was out 5 minutes past curfew. But I would have never known. She didn't even have a curfew. She's uptight. Here's how uptight she is. I bought her tickets 8 years ago for the Miley Cyrus Wrecking Ball Tour. Right? And I gave them to her, and she looks at me and goes, we are not going to this show. And I'm like, why? She goes, this is a completely inappropriate show. Right? Which is why I wanted to go. Seriously. So I took my neighbor kids. I don't need that. Those tickets cost a lot. $3.50 a pop. It's not, she's up to, she's very, she's strict too. The roles are reversed in my house. It's all messed up. I can't handle it. You know, she's almost too good. She doesn't drink, doesn't stay out late, doesn't do anything. She's hard. I came home the other night, 3 o'clock in the morning. I walk in the door, right? Lights are out. I walk in, close the door, lights kick on. Where have you been? I'm like, out! I'm 56, I can do whatever I want. She's like, is that liquor I smell? I go, yes, it is liquor you smell. Daddy drinks grown-up too. She's like, well, not in my house. I'm like, wait, what? Now I have a curfew. They don't even know I'm here. I left, I snuck out. There's a watermelon in my bag with two masks on right now. I don't know what happened. They were so cute when they were little. Both my daughters were adorable. They were great kids. They are cute when they're little. If you have daughters, man, they're little, running around the house, princess dresses, so cute. I would give them everything. I was the worst. They'd give me a Christmas list, written in crayon, you know what I mean? Little backwards K. Used to get me every time. I'd get them everything on the list. Everything. And it's easy when you're 3 and 4. You know, what do you ask for at 3 and 4? It's all Sesame Street and Dora and stuff like that. You know, but when you're a teenager, suddenly it's iPads and iPhones, and I can't afford them. So my daughter got older. I looked at her and said, look, we need to rearrange this whole gift situation. First of all, no more lists. That's never happening ever again. You just pick one thing you want, and I'll get it for you. And she's like, just one thing? I go, yes. She goes, you'll get it for me? I go, yes. You promise? Yes. She's like, I have to have a PS5. I go, no! No, you don't get better stuff than me. That's not how I roll. Now go back to your room and play with your Atari. That's what I told her. Atari's a game system from the 70s. You're pretty young. I don't think you know. Long time ago. Just trying to help the kids out.